32-6. Chillicothe set to start the second half. South Harrison 0-8. Very young team, first-year coach. So South Harrison has a little rebuilding to do after those fine Coach Josh Gannon teams. But they've got a lot of freshmen out and a lot of sophomores out, and that is always an encouraging sign when you want to rebuild a program. Got to have those youth numbers out so we can shape and mold them. Chillicothe's ball to start the second half. Playing the goal to the right side of your radio dial. And the band has stopped playing, so we are set to go. Original starting five for Chillicothe again. Same thing for South Harrison. Left wing, McKitty fakes a tray. Finds Hayward wide open. Doesn't get it to fall. Lamp tips the rebound to Snyder. Underneath to Austin Morris. Count it. Great teamwork that time. Austin Morris with a bucket after Hayward missed the tray. 34-6. Equals the biggest lead of the game of 28. Right side, Darren Williams for South Harrison. Free throw line to Darty. Kicks it up top to Trayton Campbell. Circle right now to Williams, one of two seniors on the team, only senior on the floor. Loses the basketball. Snyder comes up with it. Snyder lays it up over the top of the rim and count it. Over the front of the rim, rather. Cade Snyder with his third straight bucket. He's got a total of 8 points. 30-point lead, a minute deep into the third quarter. Little reach-in foul, Austin Morse. South Harrison brings in Grant Taylor, the freshman. Taylor checks in. Williams, the senior, sets down. Austin Morse with his first whistle of the second half. South Harrison goes up top to Taylor. Right wing now to Darty. Baseline to Spence. Up top to Blake. Baseline right again to Spence. Chillicothe playing pretty strong defense, man-to-man defense here. Little give and go. Nice job splitting the defenders. Couldn't get the shot to fall for number 32, Stanton Blake. Offensive rebound tracked down in the corner. Stolen now by McKitty. McKitty goes behind his back. Fakes a pass, lays it up, doesn't get it to fall. Hayward in traffic. Will go to the line after McKitty kind of do a little showboating there. Fish will check it back in. And Corbett, there we go. Kinzer Corbett, a freshman, will check in along with the senior, Cody Fish, after Hayward's first free throw. Third foul on Stanton Blake. First free throw no good for Hayward.
Checking in.
3 of 5 now.
Number 45, Cody Fish.
South Harrison sends sophomore Tanner Darty to the bench, and I can't see the number of the other one. I think is junior Chris Spence to the bench. Mason Hayward, second free throw, missed his first one, makes the correction, hits a second one. Hayward with 11, 31-point lead. 6:18 and counting, 37-6. Feed into Fish. Morris was there to tie him up, and then stolen by McKitty. Underneath to Sharp, didn't get it to fall. Hayward battling for the rebound, gets the rebound after the shot didn't fall. College Trey didn't fall for McKitty, and Chillicothe just out there having fun, not getting too worked up about things. TJ Williams will check in. And freshman Trayton Campbell sets down. Stanton Blake, the sophomore, crosses the timeline, working against McKitty, the junior. Over left side, Taylor, another freshman. Round the horn, South Harrison goes again. Stolen by McKitty. McKitty on the breakaway, lays it up. Off the glass and in. Nate McKitty, the steal and the bucket, his second.
South Harrison, 32nd timeout.
And it's a 33-point lead. We'll keep it right here. South Harrison takes a timeout. Mason Hayward with 11. Cade Snyder with 8. Austin Moore, 6. Brandon Lamp, 5. Cody Evans, 5.
A
Nate McKitty, four. Playing time for Austin Sharp, Walker Graves, Jesse Miller, and Ian Smith. For South Harrison, 2 points in the first quarter for Trayton Campbell and Darren Williams. 2 points in the second quarter for Kinzer Corbett. And that is the extent of their scoring. 5:29 left to play in the third quarter. Chillicothe started off the game an 18-0 run. That doesn't happen very often. Basketball doubleheader Monday night from Kirksville. Girls game at 5. Yes, 5 o'clock, an early start to the doubleheader. Boys at 6:30 will have both games for you on KCHI. South Harrison's ball following their timeout. They get it down to Williams. Williams being hassled by McKitty. McKitty, several steals. And a pass from Williams tries to go around McKitty. Instead, it goes off McKitty's body and out of bounds. So Bulldogs inbounds play from the midcourt stripe. Blake works it left wing. His pass tipped by McKitty. McKitty finally hauls it in down court, gives it up top to Cade Snyder. Thinks about a three ball. No, off the rim. Didn't get it to fall for Cade Snyder. And for the Hornets, they are really starting to look like a pickup game with the YMCA. Try anything. Anything goes. Have fun. No need to run up the score. Work on a couple things you might want to work on. Coaches are kind of letting them play and have some fun. South Harrison, Stanton, Blake. Up top, around the horn we go. Another loose basketball. McKitty almost had the steal. Lamp kind of helped him, but they couldn't haul it in. Kept alive by South Harrison. Baseline right. T.J. Williams comes up short from the right corner. On the three ball. Morris kicks it out to Hayward. Looks down to Trey. Goes over to Lamp. Brandon Lamp. Cross court McKitty from 14. Nate McKitty with the deuce. He's got six. Five fresh players set to check in for LeBlanc, for South Harrison. Four fresh players for Chillicothe. No. There's Mr. Trout to make it five. A fresh 5-on-5. One of the new players in for South Harrison will be Jacob Starner, a freshman. For Chillicothe, Walker Graves, Austin Sharp, Jesse Miller, Cody Evans, and Zach Trout, number 40. Top of the key, Peyton Gentry, another new player in for South Harrison, a freshman. A lot of freshmen out there for South Harrison. 22, Colton Davidson is a sophomore. Trout, the sophomore, brings it down to Evans, left wing for Chillicothe, leading 41-6, 3:20 left to play in the third quarter. Zach Trout, count it. Trout lights it up for two. 3:10 left to play third, 43-6. Up top, Ransom Cannon, a freshman. I haven't had a chance to check. I think South Harrison may have a sophomore and four freshmen in there. I'm not entirely sure. No, yeah, not four freshmen. Two sophomores and three freshmen, maybe. And Austin Sharp, as soon as he touched the ball to pick it up, realized it was out of bounds, and it was out of bounds off him. Cannon is a freshman. Davidson is a sophomore. Gentry is a freshman. And who am I missing? Number four, Starner's a freshman. Yeah, two sophomores, three freshmen on the court for South Harrison. Good plan, good experience for this younger group, the future of South Harrison basketball. In the corner, trapped in the corner, Gentry. Gets it over in the corner to Cannon. Shoot over Sharp, doesn't get it to fall for number 22, Colton Davison. Underneath, Cody Evans, the bucket. Evans with seven now, and it's a 39-point lead. The running clock doesn't start until the fourth quarter. Up top, Cannon. Ball stolen by Sharp. Down court to Evans. Evans lays it up, gets it to fall. Cody Evans, his second straight bucket. He's got nine. 41-point lead, 47-6. Right side, Ransom Cannon. I like that name, Ransom Cannon. That's a name right there. I like that one. Stick follow-up stick back falls in for Tanner Doherty. And for the third straight quarter, the first points for South Harrison comes with less than 2 minutes left in the quarter. Chillicothe calls it up. Down court, Cannon will set it up. Right wing now to Davidson. Three ball doesn't fall from the right side. Evans with a rebound. Three ball didn't fall for Davidson. Whistle and a foul as players go careening into the padded wall. Everyone's fine. Zach Trout will be at the line.
Shooting to Zach Trout.
Second team foul. First one on Cannon. 11 players for Chillicothe. 13 for South Harrison. Grant Taylor, a freshman, checks back in. And Jacob Starner sets down. First one for Trout was good. Second free throw, halfway down, back out, makes one out of two. 40-point lead. Walker Graves gets the offensive rebound, tries to power it up, and he's fouled. That's one of Chillicothe's freshmen. Our freshman, a little bit more meat on his bones than some of the other freshmen on the court. First one is in for Graves. His first point. 41-point lead equals the biggest lead of the game. I don't remember the last time it was a 41-point lead for Chillicothe. Second one, no good. Sharp the rebound and the stick back and draws the foul. Oh, Nelly, that was kind of sweet. Sharpie punches it in. 38 seconds left, 51-8. And that's the third foul on Darty. Free throw missed. Graves sticks it up and in, though. So we got, what, 2, 3, 4, 5 points off that little conundrum there. 53-8, 45-point lead. A little ticky-tack foul there on Sharpie. Austin Sharp, that'll be his second. Foul on the floor. Second one on Sharp, third team foul. 19 seconds left to play in the third quarter. The fourth quarter will fly by pretty quickly with a running clock. Three ball, top of the key. Oh, almost went in. Couldn't quite finish it off for Cannon. Evans, a little out of control, gives it to Miller. Miller bops it back out to set it up again. Jesse Miller, left wing. Couldn't get the shot off before the buzzer. Slaps his hands together about that one. 53-8. We're back after this with a running clock fourth quarter on KCHI.